Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, March 9, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's an area where Christian work is scarce, but it is taking place, and radical insurgents are threatening Christians in the region. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says a group is trying to extort $200,000 from them.
We have been put under severe threat by one of the largest insurgency group, and they said unless you deliver within X number of days money, they're going to simply wipe us out. And if they don't get their demand met, they simply would just kill them.
Yohannan is asking believers to fast and pray as assassins are poised to strike. Meanwhile, Ramabai Mukti Mission is gearing up to help tsunami victims in India. 10,000 people died in India alone. They're now dealing with injuries, a widespread orphan problem, homelessness, and more. Mukti is planning to open a care center near Chennai to provide disaster relief. Also, in partnership with India Evangelical Mission, a home for orphans is planned for the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Prayer is needed. Authorities have yet to grant permission for these projects. And Hope International was founded by a man who understood that there is a potential for builders to develop resources for growing God's kingdom. Well, since then, various builders began sharing that vision. One such man is Perry Bigelow. One home sale helps thousands out of poverty. Of their current project,
proceeds from that house will be about $225,000. And those proceeds will be used to help Hope establish and fund a program in Sri Lanka to help small businesses and people who have been devastated.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.